friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA, irishradio.com worldwide. And my guest is Michael O'Reilly from Mullaghorn, County Cavan. A 40-year residence, give or take, of New York City. He's president of the Cavan Association of New York. And in addition, Michael was sworn in as president of the United Irish Counties Association, New York, by Consul General Helena Nolan. That was last year. Michael, you're very welcome. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Adrian. Thank you.
And I know that you're in full gear at this point for the upcoming United Irish Counties Association dinner dance. And that's coming up. When is that again?
It's our 118th annual dinner, and it's coming up on Sunday, January 29th. It's in Anton's in Springfield Boulevard in Queens Village.
Yeah.
With festivities starting at 3 o'clock.
Yes. That has become a a popular time. It's an afternoon. It helps a lot of people who are coming, particularly from long distances, to enjoy an afternoon into the evening without being out half the night. But that is 118. Wow. That's some record. Michael, the establishment of the United Irish Counties, it's nearly self-explanatory there. But there were, if we go back to that period, from historians, people who came here from Ireland, even some who didn't know anything about their neighbors or their, those who emigrated from their counties, they were inclined to make that first connection with their home county. And that has lasted through the years. But the counties getting together and establishing a united Irish Counties organization, that in itself, that's quite some feat. And of course, that was long before, but that goes to to the establishment of the Irish Free State. So it is United Irish Counties, and it is all 32 counties of Ireland.
Yes, it is. We meet once a month, and we have representatives from all 32 counties attend our meetings. Yeah, the United Irish Counties, it's an umbrella organization of the counties that brings them together, for stuff that involves all 32 counties that can be discussed and then brought back to their respective counties.
Yes. Now, United Irish Counties has been an organization altogether. It is indeed an organization that has supported so many charities, organizations. It has been a stalwart for a charity going back since the beginning of time. It also gives an opportunity, for the organization, United Irish Counties, to honor people who have been, selected by the organization for special recognition, and indeed this year is no exception. Tell us about your honorees.
Well, our honorees this year is Charlotte Moore and Kieran O'Reilly from the Irish Rep. The Irish Rep was founded back in I think it's about 20 years ago, 20 something years ago.
Yeah, 1988, actually.
1988, so it's going on 25 years. Actually, 35 years. And it plays the Irish plays, Irish and Irish-American plays. And they are continuously doing that, and they are very, very supportive of the Irish community. Tiernan is from Cavan, and Charlotte is of Irish ancestry. She was born in Illinois.
Yeah, and she's not from Cavan, and quite happy about it. She's not from Longford either. But anyway, that's beside the point. I digress.
not touching that one, Adrian.
No, okay, all right. I want to, again, the Irish Repertory Theatre, again, going back, to 1988, if you want to talk about from struggling beginnings to where they are and have been now with the State of the Art Theatre, down in Chelsea, on 22nd Street, West 22nd Street in New York. Again, renowned, and it is the only Irish theatre that's what they do. They don't do bits and pieces, they don't, again, they select, they have given so many performers and artists, such a tremendous, many of them will indeed have cut their teeth at the Irish Repertory Theatre. You couldn't pick a better pair, indeed, to honour for this year.
Definitely not. They have I believe close to 200 productions.
Yeah.
They've produced over the last 30 years or so.
Yeah.
And they have 500 members that, you know, act at different times in that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's an absolutely fantastic organization.
It definitely is. And, of course, we're very happy and have been on the Sheridan. Reminds me that when I'm talking, about long-term relationships, that I shouldn't say that I've been around for more than, that we've been around for more than 50 years, 35 of those, with the Irish Rep, because you know how they are, a little touchy. But anyway, we have, indeed, they are very good friends of ours and very supportive, and we're delighted to be supporters, cross supporters actually, since day one. Yeah. And they're good. So as co-founders of the Irish Repertory Theatre, that again is a great choice as Gales of the Year. Now,
It's also the first time that we had two, and I thought a very, very appropriate couple to receive this award.
Definitely, and again, no better.
No better.
But, yeah. Now, you have a Distinguished Service Award.
Yes.
And again, this is a very much a Longford connection, and Rose Cosgrove. And you have an awardee this year that's extremely very, very well known in our community. And he's like the road runner, and he's from Cullions in County Sligo, not too far from my own birthplace in Attymass. Tom Tuffy.
Yes, Tom is our Rose Cosgrove Distinguished Service Awardee this year. Tom is past president of the Sligo Association. He is at the moment a delegate to the UIC, and he is also past president of the UIC.
Yes.
He serves on the board of directors, and he is also very involved with our FESH, which is held in June.
Yeah. Now, can you tell us a little bit about the FESH itself? Many of us who grew up in Ireland, either we liked or we didn't like the fish as a competition. That's where generally kids got, you know, cut their teeth with singing and mostly singing, but some dancing as well. Tell us about how that took off in New York, or is there still a level of interest in that?
Yeah, there is. Last year we did, obviously because of COVID, and it was our first year back, we didn't have that great attendance. But normally we would get 400 to 500 entries into our fish. And that would cover dancing, singing, music. Wow. It held on the first Sunday in June in Yonkers, but we are also the only fish that is non-affiliated with a school in the country. So we're the only independent fish in the country.
And it has indeed a great history too. That's interesting. Now, you have a journal which if you talk to, you know, your journal committee, Mayo Driscoll, and Kathy Hogan says it closes on Monday, and that is something. That's a way to support the United Irish Counties and the honorees.
And the honorees, correct. The journal closes, and if anybody's interested, they can email Kathy Hogan at uicajournal@gmail.com.
No, okay. So that's, give me that again. It's Kathy Hogan?
Yeah, at uicajournal.com.
Okay.
At gmail.com.
Right.
So
that's UICANY.
UICAjournal@gmail.com.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. That's, want to, again, well, first of all, wish you so much luck. Now, it's a great afternoon, and again, friends, you're out for the day, actually, because, again, it's in broad daylight, and so the dinner itself, it starts what time? And
The cocktail hour starts at 3:00 with dinner at 4:00. This is our second year having it on a Sunday. Last year was a fantastic success. I think it was the first time ever I got no complaints back about.
Yeah.
Everybody was getting their dinner at dinner time, which was nice.
Yes.
And they were home at a reasonable time.
Good man yourself. No, seriously, that's good, and there's no reason to expect that this year, will be any different. And again, it takes place, you know, that's on Springfield Boulevard in Queens Village, Anton's, which is a very popular place for Irish events. And again, it's a great choice. It's a great, and music by
Rumour Has It, Tommy Kline.
Okay. I want to see if I can make new enemies here by running down a list of names and leaving somebody out, but anyway, it wouldn't be the first time. You have Anne Henry is, again, all of this is friends, the United Irish Counties Association of New York. Reservations, Anne Henry, we mentioned Kathy Hogan and Mayo Driscoll as a journal committee. Grand March, you have Regina O'Dwyer, Treasurer, Sean McGovern, and my God, you have a committee, the length of my arm here, it's Christopher Coley, Ray Conlon, Pamela Lacey, Catherine Maselli, Kathleen O'Keefe, Deirdre O'Hay, Madeline Conlon, John Duggan, Martin John, Kathleen, help me out with this one. Kathleen
Massachusetts.
Okay, all right, fine. And we have Geraldine Murphy, Aidan O'Sullivan, Joseph Prunty, and friends, I want to tell you that if I left somebody out there, take it up directly with my guest of this morning, because that's what presidents do. They get very...
You forgot our dance chairperson.
Who is your dance
chair? A fellow male God. Woman.
Oh, jeez. Now, I tell you, when I go down big. Rita, Leighton, Lenz, oh my God. That's it. That's 2 years in jail. People have been hanged for less than that. Of course, Rita, Leighton, Lenz is the dance chairperson. Can we give the number? Phone numbers, or do we... How do you want to handle this?
You can give Rita's phone number if anybody wants to contact her.
Yeah.
It's 516-455-3879.
Okay, that's 516-455-3879. And indeed, you can log on to friends, www.uicany.org. And my guest, Michael O'Reilly, and again, I want to give your telephone number so that friends of Rita Leighton Lenz are complaining, I want to send them directly on to you, because we have enough complaints around here as it is. Okay, can I give you your number, which is?
Yes, 646.
Yep.
634.
Yes.
5087.
Okay, that's 646-634-5087. And again, friends, that is on Sunday, the 29th of January. It's the United Irish Counties 118th Annual Dinner Dance, and it's taking place at Anton's in Queen's Village. Again, thank you for joining us, and have a great dinner and a great year.
Thanks for having me, Adrian.
You're very welcome. Okay, and friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA, irishradio.com, worldwide.